打开诗篇一百四十七篇。
Now, let's turn together to the book of Psalms, 147.
诗篇一百四十七。
Psalms 147.
今天我给这一篇诗只有一个很简单的题目，就是赞美神。
The theme for the sermon or the psalm that we're reading today, there's a very simple theme, just praise the Lord.
我们来读其中一些的这个经文。
Now let's read part of the psalms.
You read 1 to 11.
Psalm 147, verse 1. Praise the Lord, how good it is to sing praises to our God, how pleasant and fitting to praise Him. The Lord builds up Jerusalem, He gathers the exiles of Israel, He heals the brokenhearted,and binds up their wounds. He determines the number of the stars and calls them each by name. Great is our Lord and mighty in power. His understanding has no limit. The Lord sustains the humble and casts the wicked to the ground. Sing to the Lord with thanksgiving. Make music to our God on the harp. He covers the sky with clouds. He supplies the earth with rain and makes grass grow on the hills. He provides food for the cattle and for the young ravens when they call.His pleasure is not in the strength of the horse, nor he delights in the legs of a man. The Lord delights in those who fear him, who put their hope in his unfailing love.
十二节我们继续看下去。耶路撒冷啊，你要颂赞耶和华；西安啊，你要赞美你的神，因为他坚固了你的门闩，赐福给你中间的儿女。他使你境内平安，用上好的麦子使你满足。他发命在地，他的话送攀行最快。十九节，他将他的道指示雅各，将的利率典章指示以色列。别国他都没有这样带过。至于他的典章，他们向来没有知道。你们要赞美耶和华。诗篇一百四十五篇一直到一百五十篇，就只有一个重点。就是赞美耶和华。
From Psalms 145 to Psalms 150, there's only one key theme, which is praise the Lord.
那尤其是诗篇一百五十篇。
In particular, Psalm 150.
每一句话就是赞美他，赞美他，赞美他。
Every sentence basically revolves around praising him.
如果你听一些古典音乐的话
，If you listen to classical music.
比方说贝多芬的第九这个合唱交响曲。
I guess if you listen to Beethoven number 9,
最后一个乐章的时候那个大合唱
I guess the climax of the last.
那么最后一段的时候呢，全部的声音都出来。
I guess there's a kind of a climax towards the end.
那不喜欢的人觉得很吵。
Those who actually do not like this will find that very noisy.
我在家里听这一段的时候，牧师说声音放小一点啊。
When I listen to this at home, my family would tell me to turn that part of the volume down.
因为所有的乐器，所有的人声，全部声音都发出来。
Because during that part of the performance, all the instruments and the voices all come through.
但是如果你明白为什么贝多芬到那个时候要这样子。
But if you actually understand why Beethoven did what he did.
因为他把整个曲所有他要表达的他最后全部都把它表达出来。
Because that's exactly how he wanted to express them with that the way he did.
在这里就好像这个诗人从第一篇呢一直走到这里的时候，最后呢只有赞美神，就只有赞美神，没有别的了。
And it's similar to the way I think the psalmist had put together from Psalm 1 all the way through here, and at this point it's all about praising God.
赞美神就成为呢唯一最重要、最好跟最应该做的事情。
And praising God becomes the only thing, the most important thing, and a good thing to do.
但是我们怎么样来到这样的一个心态？
But how do we actually come to this sort of attitude?
我们怎么样读到这里的时候，也会呢，整个心跟着他一样，然后呢，是啊，是真的是只有这样。
But how do we actually read up to this point, actually with our hearts feel that, okay, it's right and good to praise God?
那个真的是有一个过程，也有许多的生命的体会，生命的反思。
And certainly, it takes a lot of processes, ups and downs, reflections on life.
然后我们就越来越觉得，真的就只有这样子。
And then, obviously, over time, we feel that indeed this is the case. We need to praise God.
当我们越是这样的一个生命的时候
，And particularly as we, particularly part of this life,
你开始就发现到说，你对人生，你对存活有一种很不一样的 体会跟不一样的了解。
If you actually look at, start to look at life, a little differently, have reflect on life differently.
我们都知道什么叫赞美神。
We all know what it means to praise God.
每个礼拜我们都在这里做赞美神。
Because we come here every Sunday to praise God.
你有注意到今天崇拜的同工领我们赞美神放在什么主题吗？
And do you know the co-workers have actually led us through our Singspiration? What's the theme of the Singspiration?
创造主。
The creating God.
然后这样的一位创造主跟我们同行。
And this God of creation is walking with us.
我想这也是今天这个诗篇主要的内容。
I think this is as well a key part of the psalm that we're reading today.
但是这个是什么呢？
But what exactly does this mean?
我们都很熟悉的事情。
Something that we're familiar with.
这有什么不同？有什么特别？
But what's unique about this?
难道这个就是只是基督徒应该做的，或者说基督徒做的对的事情？
But is this the right thing that Christians have to, or should do?
那么是不是每个礼拜我们做对事情就好？
Does it mean that if we just do the right thing every Sunday, that's good enough?
什么是赞美？
What does it mean to praise?
为什么要赞美？
Why do we have to praise?
赞美什么？
What are we praising?
而赞美呢，又跟我的生命有什么关联？
But what has it, praising got to do with our lives?
我们今天可以借助这一篇诗篇来了解这些很重要的事情。
I think we can actually understand this through the psalm that we're going through today.
我想我们大家都同意有一句话说，你是一个怎么样的人，就在于你吃什么。
I think we all are familiar with the saying that you are what you eat.
这个是昂摩的讲法。
This is what the Westerners believe.
或者说，十六世纪有一个法国哲学家说：“我思故我存。”
There's a saying from a 16th century French philosopher. It says, "I am, therefore I am." René Descartes.
我思故我存。我怎么想？我的存在就在于我的整个的这样的一个出发想法出发点。
My entire survival actually depends on the way or how I think about it.
其实我们每一个人也是一样的。
I think all of us are similar in this way.
今天你每天想要做什么事？
When we think about what we want to do each day.
跟你讲接下来五年、十年你想做什么事？
And what you plan to do the next 5 to 10 years.
或者有些人想得更远，已经知道说我这一生要做什么事。
And perhaps some of us are even further along and she know exactly what we want to do with our lives.
你有一些目标。
You have some goals.
你有一些目的要达到。
You have some objectives you want to achieve.
所以这个天天在你的脑海里面。
And this obviously goes on in your head daily.
你做什么决定都围绕着这个。
And the decisions that you make actually revolves around these objectives.
什么时间你会用，什么时间你不会花在这个事情上。
What will you spend your time on, what you will not spend your time on.
其实就是你怎么想，因此你做怎么决定。
And it is exactly just what you think and how you would decide would depend on that thing.
或者说那个事情在你的心中对你来说是多么重要，或者说怎么样的一个意义，所以呢你就做了一个怎么样的反应。
So it's similarly, I think it depends on how important that thing is to you, and therefore you make a decision depending on that.
也就是说，什么事情在你的心里面，或什么事情对你来说，这一生人或者对你整个人是最重要的。
And therefore, it's just simply say what is important to you in your lives.
那么就是你的指南针了。
And it's actually your compass in life.
你每一天做的行动，每一天做的决定，就会受这个影响。
And what drives your actions and decisions daily is driven by this.
而其实赞美就是这样。
And I think it's the same for praise.
当你赞美一件事情的时候
，When you're praising something or someone,
有两种情况。
There are two circumstances.
一种是因为你感受到。很好。
One is when you actually feel good about.
或者说，因为某一些的这个经验，某一些的经历。
And the other is perhaps some experiences you have.
那你觉得很好，你觉得很有帮助。
And you feel that it's good, it's helped you.
结果你就对这个事情你赞美。
And therefore you actually praise this thing that's happened.
大多数的时候我们是这个情形。
And most of the time this is the case.
但是有另外一个特别的比较不一样的情况，但是非常重要的。
And but there's a second situation that's actually very important.
也是我希望今天我们学习也这样子去操练的。
And this is what we hope that we'll learn today to train.
是有一些事情本身。
There are certain things fundamentally.
它真的是我们必须要去赞美。
And this is what we actually have to praise.
可能我们现在我们不觉得怎么样。
Even though perhaps we don't feel much about it today.
我们一时也不还很能够明白。
We don't really understand exactly why.
一时也可能还不是觉得很有意思。
Or we don't really understand the significance or the meaning of it.
但是我们知道。
But we know.
我知道说今天我们不强调知道。
But we know that today we do not emphasize that we know.
我们一直讲说单单知道没有用的。
We always say that just by knowing is actually not that meaningful.
我奉主耶稣的名劝你。
In Jesus' name, I advise or caution
Stop
you.
Stop saying things like this. 单单知道没有用的。Stop saying things like this. Please. 单单知道不是罪恶，也不是罪过。It's okay 的。不要把这个东西剃掉。有些时候我们需要先知道。
But now we need to first know.
在这个存活里面有一件这么重要的事情。
In our lives, this is a really important thing.
你要去知道。
That you have to know.
而同时从知道变成一个经验。
And through knowing, it becomes your experience.
而这样的一个东西你要常常去赞美。
And this is what you have to constantly give praises for.
尤其是在我们的信仰里面。
And particularly in our religion, in our faith.
我想我们很多人一下子都不能够明白跟知道上帝是圣父、圣子、圣灵三位一体。
And I think for a lot of us, we often don't understand the notion of a Holy Trinity.
你说知道这个没有用的了，单单知道没有用的了。
Actually, it's not that meaningful to just know the concept or try to understand it.
它要成为有用，先要先知道。
For it to become meaningful, you have to first know.
然后知道了，再成为对我们是有意义。
And then after you know, it becomes something that's meaningful to you.
所以你一开始就排斥说不用去知道了，知道就都没有用。这个东西永远就不在你的生命里面可能会发生的。
But I think if you first go with the wrong concept, it becomes something that's not that meaningful to you over time.
所以不要再讲说知道没有用的。
I think we should stop saying that just by knowing it's not that meaningful.
有些东西我们真的是要去知道。
I think some things we do have to know.
而我们要知道我们需要去知道一些东西。
And we have to know that we have to know those things.
而赞美就是其中一个这样的事情。
I think giving praise is one of those.
赞美什么呢？赞美什么？
What are we praising?
那个内容是什么？
What's the content of that praising?
为什么诗篇145篇到150篇到这里出现这五篇完全只集中在赞美这样的一件事情上？
So why do Psalms 145 to 150 they solely focus on the concept or the notion of praise?
我先按这个旧约诗篇圣的可能的这个形成的这个过程呢，来跟大家了解这件事。
I'll start with kind of going through from the Old Testament's angle of how this could come about.
因为这个整个过程本身就是一个曾经发生过的真真实实的一种的生命的经验跟过程。
Because this is exactly how life has happened or taken place during the Old Testament days.
而知道这样的一件事。
And to know this.
我们无形中，我们的生命就跟这样的一个事情呢连在一起了。
And invariably, I think our lives become intertwined with this.
150篇的诗篇是被编写成150篇的。
Psalm 150 was added to become Psalm 150. 150 Psalm, sorry.
它是被编成一本书。它本来呢，可能有个别的一篇在不同的时候唱的或者是敬拜用的。
And so the Psalms were actually perhaps used throughout history at different times was put together, added into a book of 150 Psalms.
那么学者们经过几十年的努力还是没有办法解决这个问题，就是说每一篇诗篇到底是什么时候出现的。
And I think scholars over time have not been able to figure out exactly when each of the Psalms actually took place in history.
那么过去三十年的整个研究的重点是研究说，好，现在这一整本出现了，为什么
？And I think over the last 30 years, the focus has been, okay, now we have this 150 Psalms. Why exactly do they take place that way?
它是为着上帝为着以色列百姓的生活的需要。
And it's I think what God has planned for the lives of Israel to that it comes together.
当时有手上有一百五十篇诗篇可以这样读这样祷告是什么时候呢？
But when exactly when people actually have this 150 Psalms to use to pray and to study?
就是以色列人亡国没有国家，然后被这个别人占领，还有被别人带到别的地方去的时候。
And I think what happened when Israel was destroyed was actually in exile. that they had this access to this 150 psalms.
家破人亡。
Families were broken.
看有没有前途呢？
Do they have a future?
可能还不肯定。
Not necessarily so.
所以你想象在这样一个辛苦的时候。
So imagine during this times of difficulty.
他们要赞美神。
They actually have to praise God.
他们要用145篇到50篇这样做这样赞美神。
They have to use Psalm 145 to 150 to praise God.
你想象你自己在这种的环境里面。
Can you imagine in your circumstances?
我们大多数赞美神的时候都是因为我们成功了，都是因为我们得着好东西了，都是因为我们平安了，我们平顺了，我们这个 project 成功了，我们说开感恩会赞美神。
We often give praise because things were good for us, our lives were peaceful, and we had what we wanted.
当然，这样的场合是很值得赞美，很应该赞美神。
And certainly, the situations like this, we praises are well deserved.
不过，恐怕诗篇在以色列人手中成为一卷书的时候，刚好他们那时候的情况是他们家破人亡，他们没有前途的时候。
But I think in the case of the Israelites, when the Psalms became scrolls in their hands, it was times when basically they lost their families and they don't really have a future ahead of them.
你说可能他们那里呼求神、祷告神还很适合。
I think perhaps you can say that it's appropriate to actually call on God and ask God for help at that point.
所以诗篇第三篇开始呢，一直到五十篇，你都看到大卫在那边呱呱叫。
So from Psalm 3 to Psalm 50, we have seen David calling or asking God for help.
那个是整个约这个大卫逃亡潦倒这个失败的那个整个过程的祷告。
I think it's details David's prayers throughout his struggles in life.
你还记得二十一篇呢？耶稣都用我的上帝，我的上帝，你为什么离弃我？
I think remember in chapter 21, Jesus had said, God, God, why have you forsaken?
二十二篇，对不起。
Chapter 22.
突然间，二十三篇来一个，耶和华是我的牧者，我必不致缺乏。
I think then suddenly in chapter 23 it says, "The Lord is my shepherd, for I do not lack."
你可以感受到说，整个诗篇里面就是一个心路历程，就是一个活生生的以色列人的那一个真实的经历的一个反应。
I think the Psalms are a very good reflection of the struggles that Israelites have during their lives.
那么就在这个过程当中，跟神的这个互动。
I think it's an interaction that they've had with God during this process.
那么你说神为什么借着145到50的这所谓赞美在他们这个场这样的一个情况里面要跟他们说什么呢？
So what exactly is God trying to tell them through Psalm 145 to 150 telling them to praise God?
为什么要他们这样子赞美神呢？在这样的一个情况。
So why do they have to praise God during these circumstances?
各位，我们要问我们自己，当我们失败，我们潦倒，我们受到冲击，受到打击，受到伤害的时候。
I think we have to look at ourselves when we fall, we fail, and we were hit by failures.
我们除了要被安慰，我们除了要被鼓励，我们除了如果可以和好，可以疗伤，这些都需要。
We all need encouragement. We need comfort.And we need reconciliation and healing. We all need those.
除了这个之外，
besides those,
上帝给以色列人有另外一个很不一样的一个层面。
I think God gave the Israelites another aspect.
要他们赞美他。
They want them to praise him.
就是赞美神。
To praise God.
为什么？为什么在这样的一个情况，除了安慰，除了医治，除了赦免，除了和好，还要赞美神。
So why do we have to praise God, besides, you know, just being encouraged, being healed and being reconciled?
当我们更深入的来去了解这个的时候
，But we actually studied it, but say this more closely.
你真的就会同意他一开始的时候就说，因为歌颂我们的神为善，为美。
I think we'll agree that it's good, it's fitting, and it's pleasant to praise God.
因为打从心里面说神真好，神真美。
I think we can say from our hearts that God is good and God is beautiful.
为什么神真好呢？
But why is that so?
为什么神真美呢？在这个 诗篇里面有两个事情，两个重点。
I think there are two important points in this psalm.
一直在这个出现的。
That keep coming up.
就是耶和华是王。
That the Lord is king.
然后耶和华要复兴以色列。
And that the Lord wants to resurrect Israel.
今天这个147篇呢，更是这两个重点最明显的表达。
I think that today the psalm that we're reading, actually these two points are probably most salient in the psalm.
那么最后这五篇诗呢，一直没有离开这两个重点。
I think the last five psalms, actually these two points we actually cannot get away from.
所以难怪耶稣出来的时候他说天国近了，你们要悔改。
I think this is the one that I think when Jesus came and said the kingdom is near, therefore we have to turn back.
意思就是说王来了。
I think meaning that the king is here.
要悔改。
That we have to repent.
而王是谁呢？
But who exactly is this king?
王为什么就是以色列人的盼望呢？
But why is this king the hope for the Israelites?
那我们首先要了解上帝让以色列人所走过的路。
I think first we have to understand exactly what God has made the Israelites go through.
当以色列人被上帝拣选来做他的子民之后，
When the Israelites or the Jews were chosen by God as his chosen people,
上帝是希望他们呢能够在上帝给他们的地方能够好好的活。
That God had hoped that they would be able to live a good life in the land that he's given them.
那么当然，好好的活的最重要就是你要照上帝的话来活。
I think to live a good life that means to abide by God's word when you live.
然后这样的一件事情，上帝让地上有一个制度，或者说有一些人要来负责这个事情。
I think in this context, God has given them a system, and some people have to be responsible for making this happen.
起初是他们向上帝要，他们向上帝要的。
And some of them, it's what they want from God.
是上帝给他们。
And God would give them.
就是他们要王。
They wanted a king.
好，上帝就委托王。来把这样美好正常 的这个状况呢，透过王的治理呢，来维持。
That God therefore used the kings to actually help govern the countries and give them what the Israelites had wanted.
你就看到以色列出现有君王。
And you will start to see kings in Israelites' history.
然后他们也经过一场很长的历史，有君王统治。
And they were under the rules of kings over a long period of time.
所以在诗篇第七十二篇。
So in Psalm 72,
这篇呢是为那个王来祷告。
The psalm is actually for praying for the king.
那为王祷告什么呢？
What exactly are they praying for?
就希望说他是这样一个王。
That they hoped indeed that this is the king would be this way.
那你仔细的把这个内容看了。
But if you actually read the psalm in detail,
你就明白说上帝希望说透过王。然后让地上 的以色列百姓可以过一个怎么样的日子。
I think we can see exactly what the type of lives that God wants the Israelites to live through these kings.
那么七十二篇是诗篇第二卷的最后一本一卷 一篇。
I think the Psalm 72 is the last psalm of the second section of this the book of Psalms.
很有意思的，它停在呢，希望这王是这样子的。
I think it's interesting that actually stopped talking about what.Hoping that the king would be this way.
那你看七十三篇。
If you look at Psalm 73,
它是另外 一部分的诗篇的一个新的开始。
And it's actually the beginning of Book 3.
这里面有一个很严重的问题。
And there's a serious problem here.
社会没有公义。
There's no justice in society then.
那么当然就是王没有执行责任。
And therefore, it means that kings did not actually fulfill their responsibilities or obligations.
那你就一直这样读下去。
And if you keep reading from here,
你读到八十九篇的时候，
read through to Psalm 89,
就是第三卷的结束。
It's the end of Book 3.
这一整篇什么内容呢？
But what exactly did this psalm talk about?
上帝责备君王。
God actually blamed on the kings.
上帝审判这个君王。
God judged the kings.
在八十九篇三十八节，他说：“但你恼怒你的受膏者，就丢掉弃绝他。”
In verse 38, but you have rejected, you have spurned, you have been very angry with your anointed one.
所以以色列人亡国。
Then therefore the Israelites lost their kingdoms.
但是在四十六节，诗人说：“耶和华，这要到几时呢？”
But the psalmist in verse 46 says, How long, O Lord, will you hide yourself forever?
他还是跟向上帝求说，你管教我们，但是请你不要停在这里。
And the psalmist had asked, even if you have punished us, please do not stop here.
然后九十篇出现一个新的开始，一个新的另外一个方向。
I think from Psalm 90, there's a new direction, a new book.
把人的注意力不转在靠地上的王，而是呢，耶和华是我世世代代的居所。摩西唯一一篇的祷告出现在这里。
I think from Psalm 90, the focus turned away from earthly kings and started to focus on God being our eternal guide.
然后从九十篇呢到一百篇，主要的内容是讲上帝是王。
I think from Psalm 90 to 106, it talked about God being our king.
就是在把以色列人的整个注意力，在把以色列人的期待，在把以色列人的整个期盼，不再放在他们地上带来什么改变，而是期待上帝改变事情。
I think the tension for the Israelites therefore changed from the earthly kings helping them change their lives for the better, instead focus on God to help make things happen.
原来上帝本来就是王。
Because God Himself is King.
那个真正管理整个世界的是王，是耶和华。
And the person who actually has been sustaining the systems on earth has been God himself.
而我们在地上存活的，他委托我们，也给我们这个资格，给我们这个机会，但是我们败坏，我们搞砸了。
I think we lost the privilege of what he has given us on earth.
现在我们失败了。
We have failed.
我们没有家园。
We lost our homes.
我们也彼此伤害。
We've hurt each other.
我们整个社会乱七八糟。
Society is in a mess.
我们彼此欺负，我们彼此伤害。
We've continued to hurt each other.
而神也管教我们。
And God has punished us.
你说接下来我们有什么希望？
Do you tell me what exactly or what hope do we have from here?
我们应该抱什么希望？
What hope should we have?
而我们所抱的希望不会是只是一个希望而已。
And the hope that we have should not just be a hope.
是的，如果今天我们说一个人有一个积极的思想呢，他都会呢克服很多生活的困难。
I think if it's some, you can say that someone who is determined, we can actually overcome a lot of difficulties in life.
Positive
thinking.
如果这样一个心理上的一种状态都能够带来这么大的一个好处的话。
And if just having a positive attitude, you can actually bring about big changes or good changes in your lives.
那你可以想象，如果这位神真的就是一个希望的本身。
And can you imagine if this God himself is hope itself?
那不更是更可能吗？
Then how, isn't it even more possible?
而今天我们不想相信神。
And today we do not believe in God.
我们相信说，我们只要有积极的态度，积极的思想。就够了。
We believe that by having a positive attitude or just having positive thinking, that will suffice.
但是你翻到这两件事情没有冲突的。
Actually, if we think about it, there's actually these two are not in conflict.
但是很可惜的，在书籍里面，那整大排的那些 self-help 的那一些书，很多呢都觉得不需要有上帝。
But I think a lot of books that we have in the stores today, they all just take God out of this.
Self-help.
Self-help books.
我觉得这两样不需要是冲突的。
I think self-help and God actually are not in conflict.
我们回到上帝给以色列人的那样的一个了解，跟包括以色列人的一个经历里面去看这两件事情是不需要矛盾，不需要相抵触的。
I think if you look at what God has how God has given the Israelites, you can see that these two are not or should not be in conflict.
那你说上帝给以色列人？告诉他们他是希望是指什么
So by telling the Israelites that he is hope, what exactly is he referring to?
上帝本身就是希望是指什么
What does it mean that God is hope?
不是只是一个呀 我觉得有希望不是这样一个而已
It's just not a feeling or that
或者只是一种这样一个态度跟一种这样的一个意志
It's not just an attitude
它里面有内容的
There's content or meaning to this
而它这个内容真的吗
But is this real?
它这个内容可靠的吗？
Is it reliable?
你看一下诗篇一百四十七篇。
If you turn back to Psalm 147,
他说上帝是创造者。
It says God is the creator.
为什么要提上帝是创造者？
Why did he refer to God being the creator?
上帝是创造者，对旧约的以色列百姓来说，上帝是创造者，对旧约的以色列百姓来说，
God being the creator to the Israelites，
不是一个观念而已。
It's not just a concept，
也不是今天我们想到上帝是创造者的那种观念。
I think it's different from what we have in our mind when we think of God being the creator。
你读出埃及记，
If we look at the book of Exodus，
出埃及的事情就是他们明白什么叫做创造者。
And I think by that being taken out of Egypt, I think they exactly understand what it means to the creator。
上帝是创造者，对以色列来说也是一个经验，不是单单只是一个知道。
To the Israelites, God being the creator is not just it's not just a concept, it's an experience.
而创造在旧约里面的重点不是要讲从没有到有。
And the focus of creation in the Old Testament does not just mean from having nothing to having something.
在三十多年前，我们所学的这个查经里面，我们所读的这个系统神学里面，就是创造就是指无中到有。
I think over about 30 years ago, when we actually studied the Bible theologies, the notion of creation just goes from having nothing to having something.
现在的旧约学者告诉我们。
And today, I think the Old Testament scholars would tell us.
在旧约讲创造的时候。
When we talk about creation in the Old Testament.
它比较是说从混乱里面，从黑暗里面，从空虚里面到光明，到次序，到丰富。
I think nowadays we'll refer to creation being coming out of darkness into light, coming out of mess into order.
And emptiness become abundance. 它不是在强调空，然后到有。
It's not just about having nothing to having something.
它是在强调从一种破坏，从一种没有意义，从一种非常混乱，从一种呢真的是乱七八糟，但是成为一种呢有秩序、有正面的。有好发展的那一种状况。
It goes from being somewhat of a disorderly state to a very orderly state, meaningful state.
你想想以色列人在埃及的时候。
We think about the Israelites in Egypt.
法老随时都要灭掉他们。
The Pharaoh wanted to destroy them.
然后每一天呢，就想想就怎么样子呢，苦待他们。
Basically think about how he could ill-treat them daily.
什么叫生活？
What does it mean to live?
没有保障。
There's no guarantee.
随时人家就来打乱我们。
You could actually be disrupted.
我们根本不能够计划，不能够说安排我们接下来我们五年、我们十年怎么样要做什么。
There's no notion of planning. You can't think of what you're going to do in the next 5 to 10 years.
随时他不高兴，他说你们这种人不应该活，就想要灭掉。
At any given time, he could just come and just wipe you out.
当这种状况被上帝改变的时候
，But when this is changed by God,
我带你们去应许地。
I take you into the promised land.
使到你们可以呢，打理你们自己的事情，你们有自己的土地管理，你们可以有自己的这个目标，自己的前途，可以呢来这个努力。
And I give you land that is your own that you can manage, and therefore you can have your own hope and your own future planning.
这个叫做上帝的创造。
And this is what is meant by God's creation.
创造是要表达这个。
And this is what we mean by creation.
所以他就说，神有能力做到吗？
And so he says, can God actually deliver on us?
有啊，他就能够带信心，他能够带风带雨，为什么他没有能力呢？
So since he can actually command the wind, the rain, why can't he do this?
对，这一些表达是要表达他有能力。
And I think all these expressions were to show that he actually has the ability and the
power. 这些经文不是要提供我们的那个科学上的根据，上帝是怎么样把世界造成的，不是。
And this is not about the Bible giving us scientific proof as to how God has created the earth.
而当以色列人明白相信上帝是创造的时候，也不是因为说他们无知，他们没有科学，所以这叫神话。
So it's the same as saying that the Israelites did not believe in God's creation just because they were naive and had no scientific background.
反而对他们来说是真实的一个经验。
Because this is what they have experienced themselves.
所以上帝再一次提醒他们。
And God just once again reminded them.
是的，你们现在家破人亡。
And indeed, you have, your homes have been destroyed and broken.
社会没有秩序。
There's no order in your society.
活在别人的这个的土地跟别人的这个打压之下。
And you are living in the oppression by others.
还有 不久前的这个战争跟几代以前的我们之间的许许多多的伤害。
And over generations of hurt and wars.
上帝说他医好伤心的。
And God says he'll heal the brokenhearted.
夺好他们的伤处。第三节的。
Oh, he binds up their wounds.
为什么呢？
Why does he say that?
因为他数点星宿的数目。
Because he actually determines the number of the stars.
他甚至给他们名字。
And calls them each by name.
他既然有这样的能力。
And since he has this power.
他能够扶持谦卑人
，and therefore he can actually help the weak.
他会再出手打击恶人
，and he would therefore punish the oppressors.
他会再一次呢复兴这个西安耶路撒冷
，and he will once again resurrect Zion, resurrect Jerusalem.
他再一次使你们呢能够呢靠着平安的日子，并且可以在当中遵守神的话。
And then once again, he'll bring peace into their lives, and during that state, they can actually abide by God's words.
而这样的事情,
and with this,
这个内容,
and this, this content,
要成为现在你们一直不断赞美的内容。
And this has to be what is driving why we praise now.
Why? 因为你还记得我们人，当我们人心里面想什么，当什么东西成为最重要的时候，它就改变我们。
I think when what becomes more important in our lives, that would actually determine how we make our decisions.
你要在那一种伤害，你要在那种失败跟那种这个混乱的里面想到伤害，还是只是停在伤害，只是停在这一些苦读？
In our state of failure or hurt, do we just stop and just basically dwell on failures and being hurt?
还是你要被另外一种东西成为你心灵里面？一种新的力量跟新的一个事实。
And do you want something else to start being a driving force in your lives?
你看到上帝给以色列百姓这么特别。
I think that God has given something unique to the Israelites.
我有一天突然间有一个亮光。
And there's a sunny light in their lives.
我很喜欢旧约以色列人的这一段历史。
I actually like very much this part of Israelites' history in the Old Testament.
因为它营造了以后很多很多很不一样的这个事情。
Because actually led to a lot of different things from here.
我有一天突然说，为什么以色列人没有成为恐怖分子？
I often ask why didn't the Israelites become terrorists?
他们比谁都更有理由做恐怖分子。
Actually, they have probably more reasoning to be terrorists than most of the others.
因为他们几百年来都一直被人压迫。
Because they've been oppressed for hundreds of years.
首先亚述
from Ezra.
后来巴比伦
from then Babylon.
然后就来波斯
Persia.
就希腊人
the Greeks.
然后就罗马人
the Romans. Quite a few of them, yes.
几百年至少主耶稣诞生前的五百年，一个一个一个一个来。
So at least for 500 years before Jesus' birth, just tons of people just pounding on them over time.
我想世界上最恐怖的恐怖分子应该以色列人。
I think you can argue that Israelites have probably been the most deserving to be terrorists.
他们不但没有成为恐怖分子。
Not only did they not do so.
也就是在这五百年。
But during this 500 years.
上帝让他们成为一个很不一样的一个民族。
God actually turned them into a very different tribe of people.
也出现了旧约的信仰跟犹太的信仰。
And actually, we see the faith of the Old Testament.
而成为现在世界文明一个很重要的一个贡献的一个。
And it's something that's very important contribution in today's society.
你说一直受这么的打击摧残的一个民族。
And I think for a race has been constantly oppressed.
为什么能够产生这么创造性、这么正面积极性的意义呢？
And how did I actually turn that around and become something that is really positive?
是因为他们这位上帝造成的。
And it's because of this God that has given them this.
上帝要他们以这样的赞美过日子。
Because God wants them to have this praise when they live their lives.
当你发现到说他是以这样的赞美过日子的时候。
And when we see that they lead their lives with praise daily.
这里面只有一种健康跟一种积极的心态。
And I think it's only positive and very healthy way of living.
而且是带着一种祝福，带着一种看好的。
And it actually brings about a lot of blessings.
他不让他的这个苦毒，他不让他的这个伤害呢，成为呢一个苦毒，然后呢再去散发出去。
It actually did not let this hurt turn into something negative and just spread it.
反而他一直呢透过这个赞美呢，让听到的人他自己呢一直看到那个正面，看到那个美的，跟那个更好的那个好的可能的。
And I think through this, they who praise, they only see the positive at the end of the road.
而神真的是让他们进入这样的一个状况。
I think God has led them through this state.
所以今天我们要赞美神。
And therefore today we have to praise God.
为什么每个星期要在这里赞美神？
Why do we have to come and praise God every Sunday?
我们前面那六天在外面真的是伤痕累累。
The previous 6 days we had, I guess, pretty rough week before.
或者更糟糕的，我们在教会里面也伤痕累累。
And perhaps even in church we feel the same way.
那怎么办？
But what do we do about this then?
我们有可能被转化然后提升吗？
Can we actually be transformed and lifted?
那么谁来承受我们这些不好的东西呢？
Who will actually take responsibility for these bad things that
happened to us? 我们这些要倒在哪里呢？
Or who can we lay ourselves upon?
还是就记在这里面?
Or do we just basically just get stuck in our hearts?
但是当我们愿意以这个赞美跟这样的内容赞美的时候,
But when we're actually willing to praise and give praises,
我们让一个很不一样的东西跑进占据我们的整个心,
We let something that's completely different actually occupy our hearts,
而把那一些不好的把它挤掉。
And displace some of these negative things that have been burdening us.
所以我们只有赞美神自己。
And therefore, we only praise God Himself.
神真的是这样一位上帝。
And this God is indeed a God that behaves this way.
所以他开始的时候，你们要赞美耶和华，应歌颂我们的神为善，为美。
That is why it says at the beginning that it is good, pleasant, and fitting to praise this God.
特别回想起过去我们走过来的
，and particularly we think through the roads that we've been through。
真的，我们这么败坏
，indeed we are wicked。
但是你一直在拯救，一直在给我们机会。
But you keep on saving us and giving us opportunities。
那我们想我们
，if we think of ourselves，
我们还有了耶稣基督
，we have Jesus Christ。
你有了更多的，上帝真的是要。更新我们
and indeed we have more, and God wants us to be resurrected.
所以这样的一位上帝
and this God,
这样的一个赞美的内容
and this praise,
真的是成为我们每一天很自然的一部分
it will become something that's part and parcel of us daily.
但是它不会这么就这样跑进来的
it's not something that will just happen out of nowhere.
正如我今天开始的时候，刚刚开始的时候说
and it's just similar to what I've said when I first started the sermon.
我们从神的话里面知道，有样的这样的东西是很不一样的。
We know from God's word that there is this thing that's out there that's very different.
我们必须知道有这样的东西。
But first, we have to know that there this such a thing exists.
我们必须愿意听有这样的东西。
We have to be able to listen that there's such a thing.
而我们必须在教会有人告诉我们原来有这样的东西。
That someone in church has to tell us that such a thing exists.
然后我们才有可能真的。去经验到这样的东西
and that gives us the possibility to actually experience this ourselves.
我们感谢上帝
We thank the God.
他真的是给我们好这么好的事情
We thank God for giving us something really good.
赞美
Praise.
赞美神自己
Praise God Himself.
使到我们呢，我们被他提升
That will be elevated by Him.
刚才我们在祷告的这个时候
During our prayers early on,
我们听到世界许许多多的这个伤害
We've heard of a lot of negative events happening around the world.
我们还会继续在这样的一个世界里面。
We will continue to live in this this kind of world.
我们也听我们的总统的这个新的施政方针。
We have heard of the new policy direction of our president.
说要打造一个怎么样的新加坡。
What kind of Singapore that we want to be building?
希望这是一个人人都可以呢找到他在这里过和谐美好生活的地方。
That indeed, I think everyone can find his or her own place, a harmonious society.
这个就是圣经里面上帝要给我们的。
And this is what God, through the Bible, has wanted to give us.
这要成为我们所关注的。
And this is what we should be focused upon.
成为整个全新加坡人民都要去努力的。
And something that Singaporeans across the board should work towards.
如果我们要认同这样的一个事情。
And if you have to agree with us.
所以当我们赞美神的时候。
So when we praise God.
一样的，我们知道神是怎么样的神。
That we have to know that God, what kind of God this God is.
他要希望，他愿意，他要在我们当中缔造一个怎么样的一个世界。
And what kind of world this God wants us to help build together.
而当我们一直不断这样赞美这样的神的时候，
when we keep on continuously praising this God,
我们的心也就配合他了。
And I think our hearts will be in sync with His.
所以赞美是很重要。
Therefore, praise is really important.
因为他就把我们整个心拉去了。
And actually help lift our hearts.
所以当我们赞美什么东西的时候，
and when we praise,
就好像我们吃什么的时候，我们就会变成怎么样的人。
And similar to what we eat, what we become what we eat.
希望我们大家都愿意赞美跟赞美这样的神。
I hope that we are all willing to praise and to praise this God.
我们一起祷告。天父，我们感谢天父上帝，使我们能够属于你，使我们能够赞美你。感谢你愿意将你自己显示，使我们能够知道许许多多超过我们所知道的，比我们所知道的一切更美更好的。愿你不断向我们显示你自己的话，成为我们每一天的激励，成为我们脚前的灯，更是我们众人每一个星期在这里我们向你发出的赞美，也是你带动我们的整个心思意念。我们向你感谢，愿你一切美好的心愿跟旨意都成就在我们的当中，也求天父你的安慰、你的扶持、你的医治、你的体恤也一样在我们的当中。祷告奉主耶稣基督的名，阿门。